And welcome to Chat About. We're talking baseball on Chat About today because we've got a big event coming to town this weekend. Brian Hiller will be in to talk about it. Plus, Basil Zilke of the Bemidji Blue Ox amateur baseball team. We're kicking it all off with Family Night Wednesday. Well, we're talking baseball today on Chat About. A couple of big events coming up this week in the baseball world. We have Brian Hiller, the Intact League coordinator for Babe Ruth Baseball and the District 2 commissioner, and Basil Zilke, a player and PR for the Blue Ox amateur baseball team. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Well, we're going to start with Brian. He is helping put together the State Intact Babe Ruth tournament that's here in Bemidji this weekend and Black Duck for 13 to 15-year-olds. So first of all, Brian, what is Intact?
So Intact is what, when I was growing up, used to be just called Babe Ruth. It was, you know, you finished the Little League fields, you go onto the big, you know, the big boy fields, and you start playing 90-foot bases, 60-foot, you know, mound. Because there's so many different iterations of it now, this is the 13 to 15-year-old non-advancing. So when this tournament's over, Intact Baseball in Minnesota is over for the year.
And Intact as opposed to what? What's the other option?
There are advancing tournaments where you can then proceed. If you win the state tournament, you proceed on to regionals and possibly go on to national. Okay. Sort of like what we used to have as all-star teams kind of thing.
Okay. And how many teams are we going to have in the area this weekend?
We will have 16 teams visiting Bemidji area, and this is very much a coordinated effort. Dwight Kalvig up in Black Duck has been coordinating their side of the effort, and I know the folks up there are really excited about it, and they've done a ton of work on their field, and they've put up new batting cages. They've gotten donations from community members and a lot of volunteer effort. So it's a big deal.
So we're going to be playing at BSU Ballpark and at Black Duck.
So on Thursday, we have to have four fields going because there's a total of 32 baseball games being played at this tournament. Okay. So it starts off with pool play. Each of the teams is set into one of four pools, and those pools will play three games each. Everybody plays three games. Everybody's going to play two games on Thursday, which is why we need four fields. So we have Black Ducks hosting four games starting at 9:30 in the morning. BSU is actually going to host five games, and they're going to finish their last game is going to start at 7:30 at night. And then we also have Des Sagadahl Field near the middle school, which is going to host three games starting at 10 a.m. And we have the freshman field behind Bemidji High School, which is also going to host four games, and they're starting at 9:30 as well.
Okay. Wow.
He's going to be busy.
Well, I know there's some area teams involved. I know Walker is going to be here. And
absolutely.
Are other area teams involved as well?
Yeah, so Black Duck is going to be the host team. They ended up finishing second in our district tournament. Walker won the district tournament yesterday in a thrilling 3-1 game. Just what you want out of a district championship. And Bagley ended up finishing third. We had some really strong teams in our, especially from out of town. Like the Bemidji teams itself, you know, we typically have three or four. We had two this year, but the teams outside, Bagley had two teams. Walker had a team. LaPorte had a team. Cass Lake had a team for the first time. Black Duck, those teams were really strong. And so we had some really good games yesterday to sort of finish everything out. LaPorte and Bagley was a great game. And the Walker Black Duck championship game was fantastic as well.
So the tournament itself starts Thursday, but actually we start celebrating baseball on Wednesday, and that's where Basil comes in as a player PR rep for the Bemidji Blue Ox, and you've got a big night Wednesday night.
Yeah, so we're in coordination with Sanford. We're planning our Sanford Family Night again over at the BSU baseball field.
And so what all happens on Family Night?
There's all kinds of things. So we start off with a little autograph and photo shoot with Babe the Blue Ox comes to town, and we do a little on-field running the bases and infield games. The kids, I believe, can pick up a hot dog from the Knights of Columbus stand. There's lots that goes into it, lots of moving parts.
Okay, so we got all that stuff going on. Plus, I guess you guys are going to honor those teams that are coming into the area.
Yeah, so we thought that it would be a nice little touch with the opening ceremony. We've seen it at a couple different tournaments where the teams get honored, usually on the first night of that tournament. Well, there wasn't a game on Wednesday night, but the Sanford night happened to fall that night, so we thought it'd be cool to bring all 16 of the teams out there and get them on the field for a full picture of the state tournament.
Oh, that'd be very cool. So how are the Blue Ox doing this year?
Blue Ox started out a little bit rough this year. We found a swing of things, and now we're starting to play some pretty good baseball again.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of the same players as years past?
Yeah, it's a very similar core than we've seen for probably the past 5 years.
Okay. Brian, you work with those guys?
I do. I'm the veteran presence, as they say. I think that crafty veteran, is that the other phrase we might use? Yeah, these guys are nice enough. Honestly, mostly I'm the BP thrower, you know, advice, that kind of thing. Occasionally I get a chance when we're, you know, when they need some help, I get a chance to play in the game once in a while, which is, again, fun for a guy pushing up against 50 years old. So.
Well, and Brian, you have a strong baseball background and brought it to Bemidji with you. What is your baseball story?
Ooh, it's a pretty lengthy one. I played Division I baseball at Vermont, which no longer has a program, unfortunately. And then after that, I ended up going and trying my hand in independent ball. And then when I got cut from there, ended up going overseas and playing in Australia for a while, which is where I met my charming wife, Lainey. Then again, decided that professional baseball really was not my drive. I needed to go back to school and sort of get back into academia. So that's how I ended up back here for the third time, was actually, taking a different route to get back to Bemidji. This is actually, I've moved to Minnesota 3 times, actually.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 3 times on purpose, no less.
So, yeah, you're, of course, a wildlife biology professor at Bemidji State University, along with your baseball duties.
Yeah, and like I said, normally, you know, my wife and I coach baseball together. We've coached since we got here. The first year we got here, we coached our twins as they went through, and we've coached our youngest now. This is our sort of last year of coaching as he moves up the ranks into Junior Legion and Legion and stuff like that going forward. So I'll probably keep running the Intact League for a couple of years so we can sort of transition to someone else taking those duties on. But it's like I said, it's a lot of fun. We love baseball. I mean, our household is very baseball-centric. There's baseball on every day of the week on our house. We are watching baseball every night. I watch it all spring training. I'm watching, you know, baseball in between classes.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things. We've got a wiffle ball field in the backyard, a batting cage. We're obsessed. So it's a lot of fun. And I'm very thankful the Blue Ox guys are kind enough to allow me to come hang out with them on the weekends. And like I said, this is a big deal. I mean, Black Ducks put a lot of effort into it. The BBA is supporting us, financially. We also have BYLB, which is putting in a lot of effort to help get fields ready and do stuff like that. Visit Bemidji is putting together some sort of swag bags for that. I had my Bemidji actually designed our logo and helped us out with that. And of course, you know, my better half is running point on a lot of other things that I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. What about you, Basil? What's your baseball story? How did you get to Bemidji?
So I got to Bemidji. My wife was originally from here, and we met while we were going to school at Itasca. And one thing kind of led to another, and we ended up digging the roots a little bit too deep when we transferred over here and fell in love with the community and decided we were going to stay. Baseball background, my grandpa coached for many years at Greenway High School where I grew up, and there was a lot of family conversations about baseball, and it just kind of got ingrained. And after hearing all the stories about the state championships, I kind of wanted to keep playing it, and fortunate enough that Minnesota has a really cool amateur baseball scene, and after I finished at Bemidji State, I hopped on with the Blue Ox, and kind of the rest was history. Started the coaching side of things and fell in love with it all over again. Get to play a child's game and still act like a big kid out there sometimes. So,
so 16 teams coming in. I mean, Brian, that's going to bring in a lot of players, first of all, a lot of families, a lot of hotels, a lot of restaurants, a lot of people who are going to go out and buy stuff throughout the course of the week. It's this big event for the Bemidji and Black Duck areas.
That's sort of how I feel about it. You know, I love Bemidji. I love the area, love the people, love the place. And I think it's really important to promote, hey, this is a great place. Come check it out. So this might be the first introduction to some of these people. They've never come here before. I want them to, you know, see what a great place this is that we all love. And this is just a great opportunity to sort of promote, you know, all the great things that are between Black Duck and Bemidji.
How does amateur baseball work? How do you fund your team? How do you keep it going every year? How do you put the schedules together? How does it all work?
So the scheduling is kind of independent scheduling. There's conferences and there's regions, essentially. and those people play each other. But a bulk of our schedule in northern Minnesota is independent scheduling. So it's a lot of phone tag and reaching out, emails, text messages, coordinating those kinds of things. We have a lot of backing throughout the community. The BBA takes care of us. The BYLB takes care of us as well, along with our main sponsor, Sanford, who really takes care of us. So without those guys, it wouldn't be possible. But all in all, it's a pretty joint effort when it comes down to it. Amateur baseball on a whole is pretty cool. There's over 300 teams in the state of Minnesota. It comes down to a 48-team state tournament that's held at three different host sites every single year. So down in central Minnesota and southern Minnesota, they're really immersed into the amateur baseball culture. It's three bars, a church, and a baseball field in most of the towns that you see. It's a really, really unique setting and pretty cool. So we're just trying to grow that popularity up north, which is a little bit harder when you have gorgeous lakes and trees and lots more summer activities. But all in all, amateur baseball is kind of just a joint effort between community members and the team members to make it all work.
Okay. It is one of the things about Minnesota that I really love. And you drive, you know, I've been driving around the state quite a bit doing, you know, amateur baseball, and I just love, you show up at these tiny little towns, you know, has a single stop sign in the middle of town, and they got $1 million baseball field with, you know, a beautifully manicured mound and home plate, and it looks, it's a baseball cathedral. You know, and it's sort of the baseball Bible Belt through the, you know, through the Stearns County and all that. And it's every single little town down there has a gorgeous baseball field, and I love it. I think it's one of the greatest things that Minnesota has going, especially as a baseball nut. You know, you get to keep playing, and you hear about, you know, some of these old guys that were, you know, like me, that get to hang around and play with their kids, and it's just great. It's a great community thing, and like Baz said, I want to see more promotion of that within the northern part of the state. I mean, Bagley's had a beautiful field over there. I want to see them, you know, reimmerse, you know, in the amateur scene. I would love to see more of that. So,
Basil, Sanford Family Night, what time does it start? And I'm assuming it's free.
Yes, it is free. And festivities are going to kick off at 5:30. The food truck will be up and running around 5:30. We have Uncle Jeff's Fry Bread coming in. He's going to be doing all kinds of stuff, so come hungry, and the kids are going to get hot dogs. So 5:30 start time, 7:30 first pitch, and baseball introductions for the state teams are going to be around 6:30, 6:45.
Okay, and bright and early Thursday we get going with the Intact Babe Ruth Tournament.
Yep, games will start at 9:30 at Black Duck at the high school field and at BSU, 10 o'clock at Sagadahl. It's a little enclosed in trees, so we're going to let the sun peek over a little bit, try and dry off the grass a bit.
And if anybody from the area wants to come and watch some of those games,
everything's free.
Everything is free.
Yep, entry's free, and again, there's opportunities. We will be selling a tournament T-shirt on site, so if anybody wants to buy a T-shirt, they're welcome to do so. That all the proceeds are going to support basically running the whole thing.
And is it going to run through Sunday?
It runs all the way through Sunday. So Thursday and Friday are our pool play, so everyone will play three games between Thursday and Friday, and then the top two teams from each pool with the best records will proceed on to bracket play, which is single elimination, starting at noon, 12:30, probably about noon at both Black Duck and BSU, and then the afternoon games, whoever wins those two games will play semifinals in Bemidji at 3 and 5:30.
Okay.
Or 5 and 7:30, I forget which. We've changed the times a couple times. But and then the championship game is going to be on – there's a third-place game at 11 o'clock and a championship game at 2:30 on Sunday.
Okay. It is the State Intact Babe Ruth Tournament for 13- to 15-year-old teams. Again, we got, what, Bagley?
Bagley's going.
Black Duck, Walker.
Black Duck and Walker are the three teams coming out of District 2.
All right. Brian Hiller, the Intact League Coordinator, District 2 Commissioner, and Jack of All Trades for the tournament here. Basil Zulke, player PR guy for the Blue Ox, and they're going to kick things off, of course, on Wednesday with Sanford Family Night. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
It's our pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for joining us on Chat About Today. Tomorrow on the show, we will talk about National Night Out. The Boys and Girls Club have a big party. Shelby will have the details. We'll probably find out a few other things about the Boys and Girls Club as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.